Welcome to Citizens Florida Market Assistance Plan Board of Governors Meeting webinar hosted through the Zoom platform. This is a registered meeting in the Florida Administrative Register to convene immediately following the Board of Governors meeting. Thank you for identifying yourself prior to addressing the committee. For the record, there have been no public requests to speak in today's meeting. Chairman, would you like for me to do a quick roll call?
Please.
Chairman Brough?
Here.
Governor Lopez Cantera?
Present.
Governor Brown? Governor Dunbar?
Here.
Governor Holton?
Here.
Governor Castrol?
Present.
Governor Fields?
Here.
Governor Thomas?
Here.
Chairman, you have a quorum.
Thank you. Who's up?
The first thing on the agenda, sir, is to approve the minutes.
Do you have a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries. Next.
The next thing on the agenda, sir, is the CFO's report with Jennifer Montero.
Jennifer, back to you.
Thank you. Behind tab two is the 2021 operating budget.
Okay.
The Florida Market Assistance Plan, or FMAP, was created in 1985 under section 627.3515 of the Florida statutes to assist applicants who are unable to acquire property and casualty insurance from authorized issuers. FMAP is a financially interrelated entity of Citizens, and any deficits incurred by FMAP in performing its statutory purpose is funded by Citizens. FMAP derives its funding through annual assessments levied on all Florida residential property insurers. For 2021, projected assessment revenue is $253,350, wherein 563 insurers are each assessed $450. The assessment revenue figure is unchanged from 2020. Expenses are primarily made up of costs such as employee costs, operating supplies, call center costs, and training necessary to fund the operations of FMAP. In addition to these routine operating costs, in 2021, FMAP has a planned enhancement to its website, which Kelly will present next. Net assets at year-end 2021 are projected to be $584,759, which is approximately 10% less than net assets at the beginning of the year, at the end of year 2020. And I'll pause for any questions.
No questions.
Okay, then we should have an action item to approve the FMAP budget.
Want to read the action?
I will. Thank you. Staff recommends that the Florida Market Assistance Plan FMAP Board of Governors A, approve the 2021 operating budget action item as presented and authorize staff to take appropriate and necessary action with this action item.
Do I have a motion?
Move.
I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Comments before we vote on the motion? Nope. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries.
Thank you.
Anything else?
Nope, not for me. Kelly has something.
Yes, sir. We have a COO report on FMAP enhancements.
Does that mean you're batting cleanup now on this game?
This is.
I like this game. It's a lot shorter.
This is an action item to request approval to purchase professional and staff augmentation services to assist Citizens with the design and implementation of upgrades to the FMAP website platform. You should go out and check it out. We recently rebranded and created a new FMAP.org that really looks great and has a lot of good information on it. However, we need to update the back end, which is the matchup between policyholders and agents and carriers, and we need to create some other modern updated technology to make it even better. That's what this is for. We've had this $100,000 in the budget for the last 3 years and just haven't had it prioritized high enough to get it done. And we thought this year, let's put it out of FMAP funds to get it done so it doesn't compete with everything else in Citizens' world. So that is my recommendation, and I can read the motion if there are no questions.
Any questions, anyone? Please read the motion.
Okay. Staff recommends that the FMAP Board of Governors authorize citizen staff to contract with any of the contract sources identified in this action item for services within the next 2 years for an amount not to exceed $100,000 as set forth in this action item, and authorize staff to take any appropriate or necessary action consistent with this action item.
I have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Motion carries. And we're adjourned, folks. Well, wait a minute. Mr. Gilway would like to make a comment.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'd be remiss, given that this is Dan Sumner's last board meeting. unless he's hired on as a consultant going forward. But I have to tell you, I'd be remiss if I did not thank him for the incredible job that Dan has done, you know, for the organization. He literally has been the North Star for the organization as we move from the citizens I knew, you know, 8 or 9 years ago to the citizens that we see today. And he's been a phenomenal personal advisor, not only to myself, but to members of staff, you know, and to members of the board. I know of no one in the industry with higher ethics, higher values, that sets a better example than Dan. And he's just had a profound impact on the ability of citizens to move ahead over the last several years. So on behalf of citizens and behalf of staff, you know, I just want to say thank you for Dan for all of the incredible work he's done.
Thank you, Mr. Summers. No comments. The only thing I've heard is repeatedly that everybody's going to miss you, and I've heard that from multiple sources, some in this room and some outside of this room. So, unfortunately, yeah. I didn't get the pleasure to get to work with you very long, but I wish you well in your endeavors.
Thank you so much. It's a real privilege working at Citizens and to work with all of you all, the board, the staff. It's been my privilege, and I thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
You've been invaluable.
We are now. We're officially adjourned.